Hello and welcome to the third episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast, brought to you today by Fast Signs International. And I'm your host, Chuck Kaler. And today we're going to discuss why businesses are buying digital signs, and we'll bring you two live interviews. We've teamed up with the experts at Fast Signs to uncover everything you would want to know about digital signs. Whether you're thinking about a digital kiosk or need to deploy a digital signage network, in this episode, we're going to take a look at the key reasons that businesses are buying digital signage. So with that, it all starts with that eye-catching digital and interactive signs to attract attention and captivate people with content. So I'd like to introduce our first guest today. He's Mr. Wayne Razor, a digital signage expert with how many years of experience, Wayne, would you say?
A little over 20.
Give or take 20 years. So, Wayne, we're really happy to have you here. And let me first ask you, why do digital signs help businesses or organizations?
You brought up one of the points is dynamically changing information. The fact that you can change signs on the fly, you can change them dynamically remotely, or you can change them based on maybe a condition like a weather or someone that walks in front of the screen. And so that's really the most powerful thing is you don't have to actually print another sign and put it up. You can change it digitally and dynamically.
Got it. So what are the most common digital signage applications out there?
Probably the biggest is menu boards. And probably someone can guess why menu boards are. If you remember, there was a little law that was passed that required you to put the nutritional facts out for all menu boards. And so that has really made it to where lots of other dynamic information needs to be changed. And so many restaurants are going to this. Point of sale for retail is a huge one, being able to actually show sometimes dynamically what a person might look like in that certain clothing or what this TV might be. And then also outdoor LED message boards. That has been extremely popular.
So what are other industries using digital signage? You mentioned restaurants, you mentioned retail. Name some other industries that could really benefit from this kind of product.
Quick serve restaurants and retail are definitely two of the biggest. Healthcare is also a large one. Healthcare has become increasingly as far as wayfinding, showing other services for waiting rooms, for doctors, for hospitals, for healthcare campuses, all those kinds of things. And so that's become a huge industry for it as well.
Now, I've heard this term digital signage system. What is that, and can you help define that?
A lot of people really think that it is a system, and you're mainly talking about the hardware, but you really have to back up and start with the first thing you want to identify is an objective. Why are you doing this? What do you want to get out of it? Then you move on. Once you have that objective, you move on to what is the content that's going to achieve that objective? And then finally, how am I going to schedule that content? That goes back into the dynamically changing information. And so what is the software platform that's actually going to be able to change and schedule this information to all the different boards that are out there? That actually communicates with the media player, pretty much as a computer, and then displays it on a display, and then you have your ongoing operations.
Wow. So that's your 20 years of experience is really shining through, Wayne. I really appreciate all this information. But what I keep hearing, this LED technology, is this something that's new? What does LED stand for?
LED stands for light emitting diode. And so very, very small light, very friendly to heat. Heat doesn't hurt it. And so you'll see these LED boards out there. The billboard industry has been one industry that's changed over to it. The fact that the billboards have limited, or the governments have limited the amount of billboards that are out there, they changed to be able to have them be LED. So now instead of changing signs every 30 days, they're changing them every 10 seconds. So same thing for outdoor for businesses. They're able to change that information dynamically, put up different sales they've got, different announcements. Started out with time and temp signs and now has moved on to a lot of other information. Now being able to show photographs and even if the code allows it, full motion video.
I've learned so much in just a few minutes that you've been with us, Wayne. Is there any lasting wise words of wisdom you'd like to leave our audience with about digital signage?
The biggest thing I can say is that make sure you know why you're doing it, what the objective is, and realize that the content is the power in all of it. Anybody can buy a display. There's all kinds of different displays out there, but the only thing that makes that display attractive is what's on it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, Wayne. Thank you so much for being with us and spending a few minutes learning about why businesses would want to buy digital signage. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I'm happy to introduce our second guest for today. His name is Mr. Nick Jerome, and Nick is the Marketing Products Manager at Fast Signs International, and he has 5 years' experience working with products such as digital signage and is an expert in all things digital content, digital signage, and more. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today and taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Thanks, Chuck. Glad to be here.
Let's start off by talking about what marketing challenges are digital signs solving for businesses and organizations today?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and this is where digital signage really shines, is to solve, you know, the age-old marketing question of how do we get the right message to the right audience. So I would say, you know, the real value proposition for digital signage is that highly targeted messaging, getting it to the right audience at that crucial time so that they buy more or they get the information that they need, and it really solves a challenge for that business.
Okay, well, I do understand that there are times where you'll go into a business and there are digital signs that are portraying a message that is timely at that moment based on the particular time of the day. Is that something that you're seeing a lot of?
Yeah, so unfortunately...
What is that called?
Yeah, so we call that day parting.
That's right.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, it's not that common. You know, it should be.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. We don't see a lot of, you know, businesses taking advantage of the true power that lies in digital signs. And so a lot of what we see is a business will see it in a competitor. They implement digital signage in their business, and the content goes stale or... You know, it's just not really all that targeted. So, you know, unfortunately, no. The answer is that it's just not that common.
And there's some signs that I've seen that's almost back to the future-ish, where it kind of takes a snapshot of what type of person I am, and then displays a message catering to my demographic. Is that something that you've seen?
Yeah, it's actually it's really interesting. I guess that's on. I don't want to say the cutting edge because it's been around for a few years now, but we're seeing that used more in retail environments. So if there's a digital signage system throughout a, you know, large retail store, you walk in, it takes a quick snapshot and it analyzes, you know, your age, your gender, things like that, or it gets close. And then as you walk throughout the facility, it sort of matches you up with that information and serves up ads that would be very relevant, or what they think is relevant to your needs. So it's
almost kind of Big Brother-ish, isn't it? A little bit.
It is. You know, to marketers, it's really cool. To consumers, it's a little bit creepy. But you know, it's happening a lot on our mobile devices already. It's really commonplace online and on your mobile device to have ads following you as you go, you know, through the internet. So we are seeing it more in the physical space now with digital signs.
So are these the types of digital products that you're seeing that are in demand, or the most commonly requested digital signs, or are there other products?
Yeah, so we don't really get a lot of requests from businesses to do that level of sophistication with their targeting. I think that will become more common as businesses realize that that's possible. What we get the most requests for now would be outdoor LED message boards. So those boards that are integrated into like a monument sign, what we call it. So you're driving by the church or the high school and it says the name of the organization, but then under it is that scrolling message. So, you know, something about what's happening that weekend or an event that's coming up. So that's a really basic but powerful example of what's requested a lot. Another one is menu boards. So this is kind of taking the quick serve and fast casual restaurant industry by storm. A lot of them are switching over to digital menu boards. We only expect that trend to increase over the next couple of years, because honestly, it just makes sense for them to be able to change out their promotions with the seasons, change them out based on the day, and not have the same menu board items up there all the time. I'd say the last but really popular item that's requested is for directories in large buildings or facilities.
Right.
So whether it's a university or a corporate campus, you walk up and you can actually search for who you're looking for. The advantage to the business on the back end is they can easily change out tenants or offices when somebody leaves switches locations in the building, and that's just a great benefit for those businesses.
Very fluid and flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. And being able to react to something unexpected, you know, by putting a message up there is, you know, again, a huge selling point for digital signs.
So the one thing I guess that would be a very integral part of all digital signs would be the actual content on them, right? I mean, content is king, and I would guess that would be something that companies would really need to understand and have for their digital signs. What would it take for companies to, you know, have custom content on their digital signs?
Yeah, so you know, that's a great point. And we see that on a lot of articles written about digital signs and other forms of media, is that it's all about content. You know, it's the most, probably one of the most popular buzzwords in marketing right now, is every business needs more content to feed all these different channels that they're communicating in, whether it's social media or digital signs or the website. In digital signs, content really has to be the center of focus when you're looking at adding that to your business or expanding your digital signage system. And like I said earlier, it's often not for businesses. They're more focused on, you know, the shiny object of getting that display out there and not having a long-term content plan. So if a business wanted to sort of DIY the content, they really need to have a good understanding of the Adobe Creative Cloud. They need to understand, you know, formatting content for digital displays. You know, then it starts getting into the discussion of HTML5 and some of the more web-based design, which is really spilling over into digital signage now. So the other approach that businesses will take is to work with a partner on the content, much like a business would work with an ad agency on a TV commercial. Working with somebody that truly understands digital sign content, formatting, dayparting, you know, leveraging the power of that to increase brand awareness, you know, that's a really viable option for businesses, would be to select the right partner for them.
So you're presented with a challenge from a business in solving, you know, maybe it's trying to communicate messages to their employees, or it's, you know, conveying products that they want to highlight. You take these challenges. How does that translate over into using digital signage as part of that solution?
Yeah, so digital signage can solve a lot of really complex issues, or I shouldn't say solve, but it can really help, you know, make some headway. So it's always challenging. You brought up communicating to employees. You know, if you're a big company and you have a lot of initiatives, whether it's an HR initiative or a, you know, a blood drive that's coming up, or you want people to enroll in a program or utilize more of their benefits, that's a lot of things to communicate, and we all get a lot of emails. So digital signage is a great asset in, you know, that HR manager's communication strategy. It really all comes down to less is more when it comes to the content itself. And I can't recommend enough that you look at billboards as an example, right? You're driving down the road, you only have a couple seconds to read what's on a billboard. Digital signage is very similar. Even if you're in a break room or a lunch room, you're busy doing something, you glance over and you see that message, you want to keep it very simple and straightforward, and you want to communicate what might be a complex challenge into a very simple message to the end user.
So we already talked about some cutting edge digital signs earlier, but what other trends have you noticed happening in digital signage today?
Yeah, so one trend that we're really happy about is we're seeing the price of hardware slowly decline. And that's, you know, that's great, because now that leaves more opportunity to focus on the content, which is really the powerful part of digital signage. And what that really means is for small and medium business, that barrier of entry is lowered a little bit, and they can maybe afford to have a more effective content plan. They're not spending all their money on the hardware, and then don't really have anything left over to have that ongoing professional level of content to communicate to their audience.
So digital signs can be for everyone.
Yep, absolutely. That's really a key message I want to stress, is that, you know, whether you're a single location business or a multi-unit, you know, franchise, digital signage can, there's a digital sign for you. There's something that can effectively communicate your message and usually fit into your budget, because the return on investment or return on objective should far exceed the initial investment.
I'm calling Fast Signs right now for my digital signage.
Okay, great.
Hey, Nick, thanks again for spending some time with us and talking more about digital signage and how they can be a solution for businesses and organizations to expand their messaging.
All right, thanks for having me, Chuck.
I'm Chuck Kaler, and this has been the B2B Visual Digest with more ways to tell your brand story. Thanks again for joining us today, and thanks to our special guests as we wrap up another episode of the B2B Visual Digest brought to you by Fast Signs International. Tune in next time for another exciting and informative episode in our podcast series, Fast Signs, More Than Fast, More Than Signs.